The Ugandan embassy says 208 Ugandan nationals were evacuated on Sunday, including diplomats, business people, students, and Hajj pilgrims that were en route to Saudi Arabia when the violence broke out last week. They will be moved to Ethiopia and flown back home. According to the embassy, at least 300 Ugandans live and work in Sudan. A comprehensive assessment of Ugandans still in the country will be made. Sudan is currently locked in a power struggle that turned violent more than a week ago. Hundreds have died, with thousands reported injured. The three-day ceasefire to mark the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr was ignored. International parties have called for return to dialogue. Leon Senyange reporting from Kampala, Uganda.